Okay, so talk a little bit about pleasure and a little bit about education and a little bit about Hanukkah. So let's start off with Maamar Vav of Hanukkah. Now, the sheet that you are getting right away, you'll see it starts off. It has, we're mainly going to be focusing on Perek Beis of Maamar Vav. But we're going to be starting off with the end of Perek Aleph. That's why there's no letter at the beginning of the first paragraph, because it's the end of Perek Aleph. And then we're continuing in the order. Teres Yud Yud Aleph. And here we're discussing the essence of Chinuch. Chinuch, Chanukah. Rav Huna starts off with famous Ramban, famous Hanukkah time Ramban, which in the beginning of Parshas Baal Oscha, at the time of the Chanukah Sanesiyim, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber El Aaron Va'amata Elov Baal Oscha. Es haneros amu pnei hamenora yairu shivas haneros. And famous Rashi brings down lama nismecha parashas hamenora. We'll get to the sheet right away, but first we're just mentioning this Rashi. Lama nismecha parashas hamenora leparashas hanesiyim. What's the connection between parashas hamenora here and parashas hanesiyim lefi? Because what was happening? Kishera Aaron Chanukah Sanesiyim Cholsha Dato. He was upset. Shalohaya imahem b'Chanukah lohu v'lo shivto. His Shevet Levi did not participate here in this Chanukah Samishkan. Amalo Hakadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry. Hashem consoles Aaron and says, don't worry, you're not participating in this Chanukah, the Chanukah Zamishkan, Shalcha Gadol Mishalahem, Shata Madlik Umeitiv Es HaNeros. Don't worry, your descendants are going to be lighting the candles, and therefore, don't worry that you're not part of this Chanukah Samishkan. The Ramban takes it though further from Chanukah. You're not part of this Chanukah Samishkan. Don't worry, because Shalcha Gadol Mishalem, not just the lighting candles inside the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, but Shalcha Gadol Mishalem is referring, the Ramban says, to Chanukah, not just Chanukah's Chanukah. It's Chanukah of ever. And Shalcha Gadol Mishalahem, because of the fact that the lighting of the candles of Chanukah is forever. And here, let's see, in the words of Rav Hudner, Yuyon Dvarov Shal Ramban Beparshas Baal Oscha, Ki Chanukah Samenorah Shal HaShmonoim Gdolai MeChanukah Samishkan Shal HaNesiyim. So that line in the Medrash, that Shalcha, your chelek, what you have is greater than what everybody else here, the other Nesiyim, have at the time of Chanukah, Samishkan, Shalcha, Gadol Mishalahem, because you have the lighting of Chanukah, of the Chashmonoim. Shekein Chanukah Sanesiyim lo nishar rosham ledoros, ma she'ein kein mechanukas beis chashmonai nishara mitzvas ner Chanukah ledoros. Lighting Chanukah candles is forever. So that's what the Ramban says. Again, the classic Chanukah idea based on it's classic because you don't have, like, taking from the Chumash as a springboard over here to from the Pesukim in Baal Oscha to a Chanukah idea is a big, you can understand, a headquarters of Torah for Chanukah. Okay, that this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoles Aaron, don't worry, comforts Aaron, don't worry, yours is forever. Because of the Chashmonoim, lighting Chanukah Samanora Shalach Hashmonayim Shalchah Gadol Mishalehem. So let's try to understand this idea, this comforting, that your chelik is forever, the Hashmonayim, and therefore you should be comforted. Rav Hutner takes another point of a chinuch, a springboard for chinuch. Chanuch, the pasuk, chanuch l'nar al pi darko gam ki askin lo yasur mimena. Mishlei Chav Beis. Chanuch, famous pasuk, right? Chanuch, whenever if we're having our educators conference tonight, we want to solve all of the problems of education tonight. So we have up on the banner, Chanuch lenar al pi darko, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimena. What does that mean? What does it mean, Chanuch lenar al pi darko?
Teach him
like
his way.
Teach the young person, the nar, al pi darko, according to his way, gam ki yazkin, even when he gets older, lo yasur mimenu. From of whatever you were teaching him. Hold on to what you were teaching, because you did what? Because you were chanuch, you were mechanechim in his way, in what's appropriate for him. You were connected, you understood what his needs were, where he's at, his mindset. So then he'll hold on to it forever. That's the normal, that's the first way of understanding, says Rav Hutner. That's the basic way of understanding. Rav Hutner says, Im banu lahakbil, lahakbil me lashon hakbala, parallelism. If we wanted to create a parallelism, lahakbil dugma lahemdel ze ba'olam mashal hayachid, if we wanted a mashal of this idea of what Hashem is telling Aaron, that don't worry, your chelik is forever through Chanukah. Arei atziur hamatim leze, hu ha'evdel ben shtei tfisot betochen ha'ma'amar, two understandings of Chanuch lenar al pi darko gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimenu. The first understanding, which you guys just said, hatfisa harishona l'tfos, to literally means
grab,
right? Tfisa, to hold on to. But here we're talking about tfisa of the mind, the way the mind grasps. So the tfisa rishona, the first way our mind grasps the understanding of the pasuk, v'tochen shel ha'ma'amar hazeh, he hanar hamitchanech al pi darko, the young man who receives chinuch according to his derech, lo yasur min haderech asher aleach kunach. He won't leave that path. He won't leave the path that he was educated towards. V'lumadzot, another way of understanding, v'lumadzot, ma'amikai atfisa shniya, the second way of grasping, tells us, mefareshet, explains, ki anar mitchanech al pidarko, lo yasur meliot mitchanech. Chanuch lenar al pi darko, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimeno. When chinuch is given over in a way which is al pi darko, that the person receiving the chinuch really connects, is al pi darko, is really there, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimeno, he won't move away from being a mitchanech. He's always going to want to learn more and more and more. Chanuch lenar al pi darko, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimeno, he won't stray from being a mitchanech. The first understanding is lo yasur mimeno, he will hold on to what he was taught. The second is he's holding on to the chinuch process. He always wants to continue to learn. Why? Because he likes it. Because he enjoys it. That's why we do everything that we do. Because we want to. So, Chanuch lenar al pi darko, he connected. There was something here that he connected to, that he wanted, lo yasamni, he's going to want. Ubaofen, right, that's baofen arishon haderech he tmidah. The first way of understanding, that which you taught him specifically then, he holds on to tamid, forever. Ubaofen hasheni gam hachinuch hu tmidi. The second is the chinuch, the process of chinuch is something that's forever, because the person always wants more and more and more. So for some reason, over here, connecting it back to the Chashmonaim, Chanukah samishkan shel anesiim hi al derech hatfisa rishona. Rav Hudner, we're going to elaborate on this today. Rav Hudner is comparing the Chanukah samishkan was the first. It was true. It was something that was special that took place then. It was a good experience then, it was a good shiur, and that was it, and they held on to it then. The second was Minachanukai of the first type Nishara, Amnam Kol Hagdushan Shinitchancha Al Yideyam, Aval Etzem Pulata In Chan Hahitchankut Lo Haya Beinyan Ela Sha'ata. ולעומת זאת, on the other hand, חנוכס החשמונאים היא על דרך התפיסה השנייה. The Chanukah of the Chashmonaim was according to the second explanation, that it's forever remaining a mitchanech. חינוך קניין דורוס. הסברת החידוש הזה של החינוך המנורה על ידי החשמונאים נעוצה היא באופיו המיוחד של תוכן פורקניובן בכלל. This takes us into the second paragraph, takes us into the main idea. Again, this was an introduction. An introduction here, let's sum it up. The introduction here is, we find the Ramban explaining the idea of Shalcha Gadol Mishalem, don't worry Aaron, you're portion, what you have is greater than the Chanukas Hanesiim. Which Chanukah do you have? You have Chanukas of Chanukah of the Chashmonaim, and that is forever. And that is compared. The difference here, he's comparing the first, the Chanukas of Mishkan, is like Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko. He had, because then it was appropriate. So he held on to, someone holds on to the lesson. As opposed to, the second understanding is parallel to Aaron, because of the Chashmonaim, Chanukah, which is forever, Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko, Gam Ki Yaskin, even when he gets older, Lo Yasur Mimena, he's going to always want to be a Mitchanech. He always is going to want more Chinuch. Now, he'll hold on to that, to being someone who wants to receive chinuch. What does that mean? So Aleph and Perek Beis are here, Ostes. Separate point that we'll connect things together. Mitzvah ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. That's the lashon of the Rambam. So all of us appreciate Chanukah. There's something special about Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, the food of Chanukah, the latkes, the sufganiyot of Chanukah. So something, it's a little bit, right, a little bit of a break in the middle of, already having a nice stretch from Sukkot. And now we have midwinter, some kind of a recharging of the battery, reawakening. But this is the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us, Mitzvah ner Chanukah, Mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od. It's very chaviv. It's very special. This is not the Ram. This is, in a way you could say, maybe not so Rambam-esque. The special is very special. The Rambam is getting a little bit like, the Rambam is getting a little bit warm and fluffy. Like, it's chaviv. It's very nice. It's very, mitzvah ner chan. What does it mean? What's the Rambam saying here? Mitzvah ner Chanukah is very special. It's chaviv. So he brings the middle. You see the slash, the fourth line. V'yuyan magid mishnah shetziyein ledvar. The magid mishnah, in trying to explain why the Rambam considers this a special chaviv mitzvah, because he brings the Gemara that haragil b'ner Chanukah If somebody's makbid to light Hanukkah candles, it's a segula, havin lo banim talmidei chachamim. So Rav Wunder says, okay, that's nice, but it's still not enough to satisfy us. Adayin ein vazek de sviya, because lechora there are many other, but there are other mitzvos which bring someone closer to bizocha in Torah, and then having a family of Torah and children of Torah. What is it about mitzvos ner Chanukah that it gets this status of being special, of chavi? Let's continue. Let's skip over for now Os Yud onto, I think, the main point in Yud Aleph. V'hine ha'avdala b'nefesh ha'odom bein ha'itaskut b'chachmas ha'Torah uvein chachmas uvein, I'm sorry, uvein ha'itaskut b'shar inyonei secha hidavka b'koach ha'ta'anug. Coming back to pleasure. Rav Hutner says a sentence here which seems, what are you talking about? Let's translate. We're talking about, we want to get into a point of the difference between learning two areas, the area of Torah learning, Chochmas HaTorah, and Shar Inyanei Secha, other topics that we're studying, other topics, general knowledge, Torah and general knowledge. What's the difference between Havdalah b'nefesh ha'odam, within the nefesh ha'odam, what is the difference between studying Torah and studying other areas of general knowledge? Davko, two words, he says, in the end of the sentence. Koach ha'ta'anug. Or, in one word, pleasure. The difference between them is pleasure. That's the difference between them. I would think, okay, difference between them, I know, this is what, I get tzchar and olam haba, this is a mitzvah, this is pleasure? What is everyone talking about? Ella shelaman libuno, to lilaben. What is lilaben? To clarify, whiten, like when something becomes white, it becomes clear. Ubiruro, to be mavara, shelamishpat acharon hazeh, to clarify this last sentence. Aleinu la'akdim shtei hakdamot. I have to preface 2 points. We have hakdama number one and hakdama number two. Hakdama number one is going to continue now until the end of Os Yud Beis, and Hakdama number 2 is in Os Yud Gimel. Hakdama number 1, to understand this point regarding pleasure, and pleasure being the difference between engaged in study in the realm of Torah as opposed to being involved in study in the realm of other areas of wisdom. Hakdama Rishona, he achidush shematzino b'inyano shel Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yetzes. Does anyone here know Baruch Avitan? I mentioned talking about music before. Familiar with Baruch Avitan's album? Heard it? No. Baruch Avitan put out an album a few years ago, and he has a beautiful song there. One of my favorite songs. Chanoch Lanar Alpi Darko. And it has 2 parts to it. Chanoch Lanar Alpi Darko is one, and then the high part is Ein Adam Lomed Ela B'makom Shalibo Chafitz.
Should I
hit
the lights?
We'll play it afterwards. So Baruch Avitan learned here in Shalavim, and he went back to his room after we learned this mimer together, and he composed a song with these 2 ideas of Chanoch Lenar Abidarko, and the second part, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes, Le'olam yilmad adam mashalivo chofetz. It's important in learning. It's a prerequisite to learning Torah. Is it has to be libo chafetz. You want it. Va'lo pashutu ki ein makomo shel hachra azu ela b'lima Torah. This is a rule in Talmud Torah, not in other mitzvahs. In Bikur Cholim, imi yu lefanav shtei cholim shkulim lekayim bar mitzvos Bikur Cholim. But vaday sheyelech lemakom shelibo chafetz. Okay, so of course you can end up going to the one that you want to go to, but it's not said as a prerequisite there. It's not that you can't fulfill Bikur Cholim unless you go to the cholim that you want to go to. Here in Talmud Torah, it's said as this is how it has to be. It only works if you have libo chafetz. Avazut, there will be a hachrash or rishus. Shani limud Torah asher bo haitaskut b'makom shel libo chafetz hu hachra'ato shel adin atzmo. It has to be that way. Why is that? V'hasbarat advarim hi. The explanation is the following. Ki kol shaychuto shel adam im mitziyut shechutzalo harehi dafka b'derech chibur. That's an important sentence, an important line. Let's repeat it again. Kol shaychuto shel adam im mitziyut shechutzalo. To be shayach, to belong, to connect to something that is outside of you. It's dafka b'derech chibur. It has to be that there's some way that you connect in whatever realm that we're speaking about, in whatever it is that is outside of you. What are we talking about? We're talking about everything, as we said, in any realm. You are right, Yosef. You're in your world. You're there. You hear me snapping. So there's something that's outside of you. It's outside of you. It's outside of you. Your world is only you. You're totally with your world. Each person is an olam katan. Adam zo olam katan. You're connecting with something outside of your world. How are you connecting with hearing the snap? There's a connection. There's sound waves. The sound waves are the connector between you and the sound that you hear outside of you. Or in this case, you're also watching me snap. So you're seeing. So here also, you have through the light, through vision to connect then. When you have the soup or the cake, became then you connected to it through taste buds. Then there was a connector. There's a connector between you and the food. Okay, then it became part of you, so it's inside of you. Okay, but there's now a point of connection. And we have parenthetically, we all have a drive for our own to sustain our own existence, and not just sustain, but strengthen our own existence. We want to strengthen so therefore we want to bederachal to connect with as much as we can connect to in different realms. You know, right? I want as much. The $1 million is outside of me. It's out there. I'm here, and $1 million is out there. I'm looking for a connector. I want some way of connecting that money to me. So there you have whatever business deals that you get involved in to be able to connect whatever you do to connect to that money. Kol achushim, all of the senses. Let's see a little bit of this inside. Kol achushim, all of the senses. Poalim et pulatam b'derech chibur. Chush amishush. All of the senses. When we feel poelu et pulato, al yedei achibur b'kocha shel hanegia. we touch. And through the touch, through the negiyah, we touch and we connect to it. Guf hadavar nogeu beguf adam. Chush haru'ut po'elu et pulato ayidei chibur bekocham shel kavei or, through light waves. Chush hashmiya, as we said, sound waves. Galei akol, we have the sound waves connecting us. And now we're moving, though, from these different areas of what we're connecting to outside of us. We move to the realm of knowledge. Os yud beis. The aleinu sechem. Aleinu ladas. We have to know. Ki hu hadin v'hi hamida gam benogeya lahasagat hasechem. If shalo l'seichel, you have your seichel inside you, inside your world, your seichel. And the knowledge, the information is outside of you. It's on the shelf. It's on the iPod. It's on someone else. And the if shalo l'seichel avo l'klal hasaga akiyim al yedei chibur. You need a connector between you and the wisdom, between you and the knowledge. Otherwise, you remain two separate entities. Elon is Elon, and the knowledge is there. They will remain separate. The only way that Elon will connect with the knowledge is with a connector. What is the connector when it comes to the realm of knowledge, of wisdom? And here, Rav Hundner says it in a dramatic kind of a way. You know what the connector is? The connector is pleasure. Chibur zeh shel seichel im inyano shel hamusag na'asahu b'kocho shel hata'anug hatamun b'hasaga. It's the pleasure there in acquiring the knowledge, whatever the pleasure may be. But there has to be a pleasure. Without a pleasure to acquire the knowledge, it remains outside of you. You are not what? You're not motivated to acquire the knowledge. There has to be something, and it could be many different things. It could be the motivation, the pleasure could be because of eventually the $1 million that will come your way if you end up acquiring all of that knowledge and becoming, you'll become the best lawyer in the world because of all of the knowledge that you've acquired and skills and whatever it is that you've acquired, and you're motivated to take it in. You're driven to take in all of the knowledge and work over the books and acquire the knowledge so you'll take in the chachma. You want to be known as the person, it could be fame in different areas, whatever it is. You want to be known as the person in the class who knows, the go-to man. Yeah, you got a question on the chemistry? Go to Daniel. Right? You know that, so that needs to feel good. So I have that pleasure, that pleasure of, I'm the man, I know. So I'm motivated now to take in the knowledge. I'm going to sit over the book. I'm going to listen carefully to whatever the teacher is saying. I want the degree. I want whatever it is. I want the job. I want to be known. The fame. Yeah, sheyeh. There's some pleasure. Oh, look. If you don't recognize it at first, keep on looking because it's there somewhere. Otherwise, when you have someone who has no, there's no pleasure involved. There's nothing that you can do. You can hit him over the head with the book. And there's no way that he's going to take in what's in the book. Could be the motivation is the kid who doesn't want to get, the kid doesn't want to get punished for getting poor grades. So then, okay. There's some pleasure there. Kocho shel haseichel mibli pulat ha-ta'anug hu kimo kocha shel ha-ayin mibli pulat ha-or. Seichel, without a motivation of pleasure, is like the eye without any light. Light waves without being able to connect to what it wants to see. To what it וכמו כוחה של האוזן מבלי פעולת האוויר. Without sound waves. Va'asher alken, kisha'ayin mitanneget al maro shel yofi. When the eye enjoys seeing something, o kisha'ozen mitanneget al kolot shel metikud. When the ear enjoys sweet sounds, a symphony, an orchestra, a beautiful song. Harei ha'tanug hazeh hu davar nosaf al pulato shel koach hari al shmia. This is an extra in the realm of seeing a vision, or in the realm of hearing when there's pleasure. That's a bonus. But the sound waves will work anyway. The light waves will work anyway. They'll be able to, even if it's miserable, if there's no pleasure in whatever you're hearing, you're hearing. You can force it, and the person will hear. But in Chachba, it doesn't work that way. There's no forcing. Ilu b'shah sha'asechal mit'aneg al asaga. Here the ta'an, the pleasure is different than in the other senses. Ha'ta'anugu nafsha shel tnuat ha'asaga. It's the nefesh, it's in the core, it's in its soul, it's meaning it needs, it's a prerequisite. Without that oneg, it can't acquire this asher bilado. Yenua ha'sechal ke'evin domem. Without that pleasure motivation, the seichel will sit there like a dead rock. Ke'evin domem. Like a silent rock. Like you see sometimes when someone is totally not motivated, someone is there stuck in some kind of a class for whatever reason, and they just zero motivation. So they're dead to what's being taught. You have a book that you have really no interest in, zero interest, so it remains there on your lap as a book and you don't get anywhere. V'alkein chefetz aliv, wanting is achrayi rak b'talmud Torah, mishum de mitzvahs talmud shel Torah mitkayemeti b'kocha shel ha'asog v'ha'asechel v'ha'askala. Want is a prerequisite. It's a Talmud Torah is dependent on want. Ein adam lomed elav magam shel libo chafetz. You have to want. You have to want to be there. You have to want to be involved in the learning process. You ever notice what is incorporated into Birchas Torah that we don't have incorporated into any other bracha? V'harivna. We're asking Hashem, please make it sweet. We don't say, Hashem, please make sitting in the sukkah sweet, incorporated in the bracha on a sukkah. We say, please make tefillin sweet. Because you just do it. Just go ahead and do it. Put on the tefillin. Sit in the sukkah. Shake it off. Talmud Torah can't work that way. Just do it. You need the sweetness, being drawn to it. The deeper the sweetness, the more sweetness, the more I'm pulled, the more, the greater the motivation, the greater the drive, the greater then I'm involved, engaged completely in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, requiring the harev, now please I should make it sweet. V'la'od ela sharo'im anu ki rak biyachas l'Talmud Torah nitkana birchas tachnunim al arvus advarim. Only in the bracha of Talmud Torah we have incorporated asking that it should be sweet. Sharei lo matzino dugmata shel birchas v'arev na benogei l'shum mitzvah milvad Talmud Torah. V'heim eim advarim, because of, as we said, ki ha'ta'anug, finishing up Os Yud Beis, ha'ta'anug ba'asagas divrei Torah, nichnasu b'chlal guf ha'mitzvah. V'ilu b'shar mitzvahs einu ela ha'torah al-roshan. In other mitzvahs, it's nice, it's an extra. It's great to enjoy, right? The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Luv that the Simcha is an avodah gdola, because it sort of shows, it's a reflection of the fact that we're really connected. So it's great to strive for, but it's not a prerequisite in the other mitzvahs. Here, right, it's not just a Torah al Rosham, a crown, a bonus on our head. Here it's intrinsic to, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is the sweetness, is the pleasure, because that's how we're connecting to Torah. And anything, it's something that we should think about, because it's something that, it's not just a yes or no. We can think about it, and we can think about what we can do to increase our pleasure. There are things that we could do. to affect our motivation. Just a simple example is within Talmud Torah is gaining clarity. Because when you gain clarity in Talmud Torah, you have a greater sense of what you've acquired. So you feel better. You enjoy what you've done, what you've acquired. Because, oh yeah, it's clear. I know it. I own it now. You feel good about the fact that you own it. You own that knowledge. That's pleasure. And then that motivates you to go further. An example. It's for sure, you know, a very, very basic kind of example is, right, like Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, that this is how mitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. It's not just Rav Chaim Volozhin, it's not just sometimes. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, that's how it works. Bedavka. So we all have our lo lishma. So for a kid starting off to learn, give the kid a candy. And then they're motivated because of the candy to learn. Mitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. But we all have our lo lishmas that sometimes we have to think about and connect to be able to help advance us in the process as well. But that brings us now, let's move on, second point, and wrap things up. So this was hakdama number one to the idea, point number one, let's say. And now, point number two. And so point number one, summing up, is that the only way that we connect to wisdom, to knowledge, is through a connector, the same way we connect to everything that's outside of us. And when it comes to knowledge, the connector is pleasure. To the degree that we have pleasure, to that degree we're motivated to acquire the wisdom, to acquire the knowledge. Without that, we remain in our world, and the knowledge remains out there on the shelf, on the book, outside of us. We need the connector of Oneg, point number one. Point number two, again, we're talking about, because what we said until now, and some of you may be thinking this, is relevant to all of wisdom, all wisdom, all knowledge. To be motivated, you need drive, in whatever area of knowledge it is. Any chachmah. What we said until now is not unique for Talmud Torah. Point number two is the difference, and this really, we can do it very quickly because it's connecting to something that we said before in a Maimer on Shabbos. The difference between the Chachmah of Torah and the other Chachmos of the world, what are the other Chachmos of the world referred to from a Torah perspective? Chochmot Chitzoniot. The Chachma of Chutz, as we explained, that's not derogatory, but it's categorizing. It's gaining an understanding of what is what. We spoke about in the context of the difference between the six days of creation and Shabbos. The what's and the why. The means and the end. 6 days, we said right there again that mashal, I always come back to it, like the mashal of the stage and the performance that's on the stage. The 6 days of creation is the unfolding, the building, plank by plank, piece by piece, putting on a couple of fancy pieces, some strippings of gold around it. The most magnificent stage. Wonder, the most unbelievable, the most gorgeous stage. Day by day, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six. Oh, that is the world. But what's the stage for? It's for the performance that's going to take place on the stage. What's it for? What's it about? The kli and what is on the kli. So the purpose with Shabbos and the appearance of Shabbos in the world is the connecting to what it's about, what it's for. Meaning. The what's and the why's. Remember we spoke about it in terms of the Asara Ma'amaros and the Asara Sadibros. The world was created by Asara Ma'amaros. 10 times Hashem said, Vayomer, Hashem said, this should be, there should be light, there should be a separation between water and dry land. This eventually the world, there should be animals, there should be vegetation, everything happening in the world. That's the stage, the kli. That's the Asara Ma'amaros. The 10, parallel to Then, right, the lower sphere, the ten mamarot, parallel to the ten of Aseret HaDibrot, the Aleph. We spoke about Aleph Beis. Beis Bereishis, the physical, the creation, the bias. Beis the bias, the physical house. But what's the physical house, the physical world? What's there for? What's the purpose? The purpose is for the family life, the life that takes place in the house. The Chaim Shebefinim, of meaning of the Aleph, the Aser, the Aleph of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Aseres HaDibros. So this is the distinction between the two areas of Chachma. All of the other Chachmas of the world are learning about, studying the different aspects of this physical world, of the stage. What kind of gold is it? How old is it? The archaeology, and the physics, and the chemistry, understanding the molecules, understanding every element that goes into the stage. But that's chutz, that's outside. The pnim, what it's for, what it's about, the meaning. That's the aleph. That's the performance, that's where we're headed, the purpose of what life is about. What a kli is supposed to hold, the life that is supposed to unfold here on the what kind of life is supposed to unfold on the stage? To bring about what? The purpose, kedusha, the ideas of kedusha, of elevating ourselves, of connecting to a higher place. That is the pnim. That's the depth, that's the inside. So it's two different kinds of chachma. The chachma of chutz and the chachma of pnim, and also that's what we just did. Also, you give them outside. You can go through it on your own. Also, you dalid then comes back tying it together. The two points that we just said. We spoke about pleasure and the connection of pleasure to acquiring wisdom, chachma, to acquiring chachma. That special relationship. La'olam, the fourth line, he says, Ki la'olam ein b'chachma ma'asha ein b'ta'anug. So it follows then, the deeper, the chachma, the deeper, the pleasure. It's a different kind of pleasure. We started off, you guys threw out all kinds of pleasures. And they're all there, out there. And they're all... I mean, it's not for me to say it's true. If somebody feels that that's what they enjoy, that's want, that's what they want, that's real. That's what they get pleasure from, that's a real want. It's connected, and there are different aspects, different connecting to different aspects in our life. Nachon, and they're both there. It's not, I can get a lot of pleasure from a real... I like... grill, I don't know, you know, pargiot, I don't know what's it called in English, pargiot.
Baby chicken.
What?
Baby chicken.
Baby chicken. Yeah. Kaka in America is baby chicken on the menu. Grilled baby chicken with french fries, a lot of good ketchup on the side, with then like a nice warm garlic bread with a nice hummus platter next to it and some matbucha on the side to dip it in. A little nice small glass of red wine on the side. That's my pleasure. I'm there. That's a pleasure. It's a pleasure of chutz. It's there. It's part. It's the physical. And there's another and a pleasure. Speaking from where I am, I mentioned to you guys a couple of days, last week I think I mentioned that in a couple of days, I don't remember in what context I mentioned it, that then I said a couple of days I have a son going into the army. On Sunday, my son went into the army. My son joined Sal, and I went with him to Tel HaShomer, to the base where he became a chayal, seeing my son, first son to go into the army. And I felt very proud. I'm going to get like all emotional now when I start to talk about it. It's like It's big. Like a lot of thoughts going on in my head, personally, and on an Yisrael level, and it's big. It's like something very special that I felt. And a certain kind. It's a different kind of. That's a different kind of a pleasure. It's a different kind of. You know, they say in general. You know, what's the what's one of the most when you have a family raising kids? What's one of the, if you'd ask a person raising kids? What's one of the most difficult parts of your life? Kids. What's the greatest pleasure in your life? Kids. There's that pleasure, that different aspect, that not mashnika nachas, which says so much. It's so deep. That's a deep pleasure. That's the pleasure of pnim. So this pleasure, then coming back specifically to chachma, this pleasure in acquiring. Okay, there has to be something that I'm getting out of acquiring the knowledge in chemistry and physics, geometry, whatever in history, whatever it is. There's something there that's motivating me, and I'm getting some pleasure out of it. But when you're delving into that realm of pnim, of deeper, so it's a deeper kind of a pleasure. It's in a different area. It's touching. It's a different zone of pleasure. Ein adoma pleasure zu la pleasure zu, because it's connected to chachma, and the different areas of chachma impact then. Bottom line, we're speaking about the special relationship between pleasure and chachma. So that it follows from that, there's a different kind of pleasure between chachma and chachma. So coming back to our Inyan of Hanukkah, and coming back to the Greeks, who are trying to we're celebrating the fact that they're trying to take away Torah from us, and we're not accepting that. We rebel against that attempt to take away Torah from us, to take away the chachma of Torah from us. And you'll say they're taking away. They want to take away our pleasure. They're trying to leave us with the pleasure. With all due respect to Pargio, to baby chicken and French fries, they're trying to leave us in there, just fixated on that level of pleasure, without going beyond it to something a little bit deeper, a deeper kind of a pleasure. A pleasure which I'm willing to give up. I'm willing to give up my hamburger for something of that higher level pleasure. People speak about kids, how many throughout history you see how people give up their lives. What we value most is our lives. People give up their lives to save their kids' life, for the kids' life. What is that? That's for a higher level. I'm a higher level pleasure. It means more to me that I know that my kids are alive. So I'll give up my own physical life. I'm trading pleasure number one of my life for a high level pleasure. So the Greeks are trying to take away. Not just that they're trying to take away certain mitzvahs. They're trying to take away our pleasure. The chutzpah. They're trying to take away our pleasure. Playing games with my pleasure. See how it's like a remez. Maybe we can suggest in celebrating Hanukkah, you know, so we celebrate with a sufganiyot. We recognize a little bit of the sweetness of the inside. Don't just look at the outside. Don't just look at take things on the external level. But dig deeper than that. High level pleasure. The pleasure of sitting with some friend and sharing Divrei Torah. The pleasure of a good tefillah. The pleasure of a sense of I'm tapping into my soul and letting it develop in the healthiest way possible, in the way that my Creator has in mind for me to become the maximum me that I could become. It's the greatest moments of pleasure. The spiritual pleasure. This is what the Yevanim were trying to take away from us. That's why Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Rav Hutner continues, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Chaviv Ahiv Me'emod. We're talking Chaviv, we're talking about, but special in the sense, it's pleasure. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, which is, represents, Ner Chanukah represents Chochmah, the menorah represents Chochmah, Ratzelach Kim Yadrim, because menorah Badaram, the Chochmah of Torah, which the Chashmonaim were trying to take away from us, which is that the essence of the Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. It's all about it's about pleasure, the pleasure they were trying to take away from us, trying to take away the sweetness out of Vaharevna. And that is what brings us to the end, to Zion. Hey, Gewalt. Having said that, understanding our wants a little bit more. We have a lot of wants, and some of the wants that they're there, we don't have control of. It's not a matter of can't. What we want, if it's food that we like, that we enjoy, that's there, that's a given, and you know, okay, that's fine. That's, but I'm not saying to deny that. That's there. The challenge, which is accessible to us, is not remaining just there. But there should be a want which is on fire, but a want which is on fire in the realm of depth. In the realm, not just this, the chutz side, not just the physical side. It's great to have a want and all kinds. It's great to want to be healthy. It's important, but not to leave it just there. Not just, right? So there's one that, well, then it becomes, there's a point where it becomes crude, when all of a person's wants are only connected to that. Asara Ma'amaros, to the 6 days, to the physical side of existence. That's you know, his only job. That's his only point of oneg, of pleasure. So it becomes nauseating. To deepen the want, the Chashmonaim want. I could say, right? The Chashmonaim are on the team of wanting, but wanting the most. Adiran. If anyone here heard of Adiran, a singer, a little bit of a wacky singer, Adiran. No? A Breslover, Baal Tshuva, used to be like a rak shabarak in Tel Aviv. And he held on to the rak, but channeled it in a little bit of a different direction. So it's a little bit of wacky music. And he has a song where he just talks about, and he rotze achitov. And he's going through these things that he wants, but like taking it beyond, not just like you're talking about seeing people around him wanting this and wanting this. And I wanted more. I want. Sometimes we think of a holy person as someone, you know, they're so holy, like they're just totally satisfied with what they have. They don't want anything. This is the antithesis of that. They want. Boy, do they want. Rav Yaakov Sin, boy, does he want. He wants more and more. He wants another daf and another daf and another sugya. And depth and more depth. Don't leave it there. Just that superficial understanding. I want more. Not just more schnitzel and not just more cake and not just... I want more than that. I want good stuff. That's the Chashmonaim's battle cry. You're not going to take away our pleasure from us. The holy merit of the Chashmonaim. Of Mila Hashem Elai. Zeba Etzim Moshe Ratzinu Leve'er. That's the Chanoch L'Nar Al Pi Darko Gam Ki Yask Mel Yasuri Mena. You're always going to want more. You want to be a Mitchanech. That's Tmidim Shalcha Gadol Mishalohem. The last two lines. Bevadai Shachanuka Zu Alel Yad Liot Pulat Chinuch Shal Maisei Tchanchut Atzma. Gadol Mishalohem. the sweetness of the inside. I'm not settling. Don't settle. Clever. Just try not to settle. We can settle, you know what? We can settle. Eizu ha'ashir ha'sameach b'chelko. That's in the physical realm. That's physical. Being content with what we have physically, okay, great. But in this, beyond that, real pleasure. So wanting more and more. Wanting forever, Bezrat Hashem. We should want forever and be part of that holy revolution, the holy rebellion of the Chashmonaim against the oven. It's against the oven or against any part of society out there that's trying to take away our pleasure, to take away the depth of our pleasure of Jews, of the pleasure of Pnim. Ein adam lo meid alam makam shalibah chafetz. Shabbat shalom. Have a good night. Have a good night. A good Hanukkah. Good Hanukkah.